Shante's got a man at home, and his name is Madison.
Hi, this is Shante Moore, and I listen to Madison Media Radio, music with a purpose.
Cheer, bounce, Waleido, Waleido, yeah, Waleido.
Girl, should I do it?
Let me give it a second up. Do I know that's the difference? Hold up, just how deep is your love? Actions louder than verbal, then why you speaking so much? And why you sucking your teeth? Cause I can't be where you want. Cause I just make you my dinner if I can meet you for lunch. What's up?
Thanks so much for tuning in to Music With a Purpose. I'm your host, Madison, and I'm on the move to bring you the hottest artists from all around the world. You can listen to all our shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on our website at www.madison2media.com. Our shows can also be heard on Facebook, Podomatic, and blogtalkradio.com. We also have archives of our show on YouTube, and we can also be found on Twitter and the Caliwood Nation. On tonight's show, we feature the artist that got his start on the top-rated TV show, The X Factor. Marcus Canty has a single out entitled In and Out of Love, featuring Wale. Up next, we have the legendary group Jagged Edge. They have a new single out entitled Love Come Down. And then we have the international star Heston, and his single is called Resign to You. Yes, you are tuned in to Madison Media Radio, Music With a
hood. I'm the little black girl sitting on the church steps across the street from my house. I was 7 years old when I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I've been soaring, flying, climbing, struggling. You don't have a choice. You have to keep on going. And I was like, this is who I am. This is what I want to do.
Jennifer Hudson, The Ride.
The most highly decorated female artist of all time, Janet Jackson, Unbreakable. The new album includes the number one hit, No Sleep, featuring J. Cole, the title track, Unbreakable, and Burn It Up, featuring Missy Elliott. Don't miss the Unbreakable World Tour, on sale now. Janet Jackson, Unbreakable, available now on Rhythm Nation BMG, available on iTunes. Burn
It Up. I'm so excited about my new album. It's called Calling All Lovers, and it's not your typical, like, love album because it's called Calling All Lovers, but it's really about, you know, the lover who's trying to find love within themselves, the lover who's just trying to find the love of their life, the lover who's trying to find love in their relationship, and the lover who's excited and gushing in love with the other person actually loving them back.
Hear them marching behind you, soldiers in line there behind your back. I know you give your life for the city. Can't you hear the bells, all the ringing for you? 'Cause I believe you're my king, king, and I believe in my king, king. Let my love, love surround you, and let my love, love bring you back. Oh, fear not, 'cause I'll be with you all the way. Don't your eyes fall asleep, my king, don't you be
around you, and let my love, love bring you back. In love, 'cause I'll be potpourri.
Picking and pulling the petals apart. Picking and peeling my way into the dark.
I live by the prophecy of a flower.
Killing me, baby, from the minute to the hour. Should I love him? Not I, should I love him? Energy blooming through your body from the feet.
Artist Miss Prue, and the song before that was sung by Miss Tamar Braxton entitled King. Up next, we have a single from Miss Karen White off her new CD entitled Carpe Diem. Here's Dance Floor.
It's about that time, y'all. Carpe Diem. Yeah. I think I'm ready to come back and do this again. I think I just want to see you today and maybe just hey. Yeah. Let's go. Loving the way you're moving. You're so hot, boy. Don't stop, drop that thing. I'm losing my brain.
Had to pull you closer to me.
He said, like I'm right, right.
Boy, I'm dying to know what you like.
You get a green light, you get a love eye. He asked me what's my name, I told him it's fire.
like it's prom night. You can have it, baby. I'll give you just enough to let you know it's right.
Man, Eric Moore, host of Verbal Ink, the Midday Fix, where we bring you the best of spoken word, poetry, underground hip-hop, R&B, new school, old school, alternative music, reggae, comedy. Primarily what I'm saying is this: we give you the best music on the planet every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 o'clock p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, yo. You know what you need. You know what you want. Stop fronting on yourselves. Get with your man. Have a good time. Just be glad you can. You heard?
I am a beautiful tragedy. Trapped inside a brilliant mind with absolutely no walls to contain me, I roam while standing still and breathe without inhaling. I speak best when silent, find peace in violence. I am scared of everything but fear absolutely nothing and no one at all. I stand tallest when broken down. I am a loner with 100 best friends, all of them name adversity. I have often prayed to a God I didn't fully believe in, have yet to atone for my sins, but then again, why do I need to when I seem to be the epitome of innocence compared to most of them? I'm a man who frowns with the devil's grin, an angel full of sin, too impatient to learn how to fly, so I pluck the feathers of my own wings and place them inside my pillowcase in hopes that one day I know what it feels like to sleep heavenly at night. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of darkness and light. None of this is going to make sense. I'm still just trying to make sense of it all. See, no one told me having a gift came with so much responsibility and consequence. Sometimes I feel trapped within my freedom, like reality's illusion. Can't decipher whether it's God or my conscience talking. They both tend to blend together to create a mute sound called confusion. I find sanctuary within the autistic mind of the children I teach from 9 to 5. The uneducated call them crazy. I call them free. This autistic mind of mine won't take time to heal, but it will stop for nothing. I tend to digress while trying to progress. I know it sounds contradictory and I know none of this makes sense, but life is full of contradictions, so how can this not make sense? They say I look just like my father. I say it's a shame I wouldn't know. It's been so long since I seen him. They say he just got into church and recently got saved. I say, good for him, but why am I still walking around wrestling his demons? 20 years ago, he lost his hands in a fire. Maybe that's why he doesn't pick up the phone to check on his grandkids. And I know that sounds harsh, but I'm just saying. I don't think it's fair. I got to walk around with both of our burdens while he gets to be hands-free, even though we both carry the same name. Lately, pain feels way better than it should. It kind of wakes me up, but I'm so tired of feeling it. So I submerge myself into my notebook, refusing to come up into the surface so that I'm able to breathe life into suffocated ears. You are looking at a man who is dying to live, a man so scared of going sane, but just wants somebody to tell me that I am not crazy, that this is just life. And if I'm crazy for trying to make sense of it, how crazy are you for not trying to?
$2,000 would save my life.
Trying to reach Manny. Is this Manny?
Nah, this ain't Manny, man. This is Sweat. Who's this, man?
Hey, this Raheem, man. Wow, this is Sweat. Okay. Hey, Mr. Keith, you we got people down here. You're supposed to be here at the record store, man, right here in Harlem, and we got people wrapped around the building. You're supposed to be here signing these CDs, man, but it's been over an hour. These people have been standing here waiting on y'all.
Yo, man, I don't know nothing about no record store, and number two, I don't know nothing about doing no signing, man. Who set this up, man? I don't know.
The name I was given was Manny. Who was Manny?
Manny's my road manager, but he don't set things up, man. He's a road manager. He's not my manager. He just handled my stuff on the road. But I was never told I was supposed to be nowhere to do anything, man. I mean, normally when somebody tell me and them have an understanding that I book what I'm supposed to do. So I don't know nothing about this, my brother.
Okay, well, you know, we got to get this taken care of. We got people wrapped around the building. We got a table here laid out. We got pens and everything for you to sign these CDs, man. We got over 100 people outside the store.
My brother, nobody told me about no signings or no nothing, man. I mean, I don't know nothing about no signing, for real.
Okay, well, are you hearing what I'm saying to you, man? We got people outside the building waiting for you to arrive to sign some CDs. Now, what I'm supposed to tell these people?
Yo, I don't know what you're supposed to tell them, man. I mean, you know, and it's kind of like you raising your voice, dude. I don't know who you are calling me like this. I told you, man, I didn't set nothing up, man. And, you know, I mean, I don't even know who gave you my number. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't handle
it. All this information was on the fax machine. I got this as a contact number. Manny is the person I'm supposed to be talking to, and Mr. Sweat was supposed to arrive here at 12 noon. Now, here it is. It's 1:15, 1:20, man, and you ain't here. And we got people wrapped around the building. We've been advertising this for the last 2 weeks. I mean, the album dropped
My
today.
Brother, I don't think you, I mean, no disrespect to you, but I don't think you hear me, man. I don't know nothing about a signing. If I knew about a signing or knew I had a signing session, I wouldn't have the people sitting around or standing around like that. That's not what I do. But no one informed me that nothing like this was going down today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Okay, but look, man, now that you realize people are here waiting, what are you going to do? What am I supposed to tell them?
Man, there's no way in the world I can get down there and do a signing at this time, late time right now, man. I mean, you
man,
know.
You need to get your bag and that. You need to try to get yourself down here,
hold
man.
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, what did you just say? I think you just called me out my name or something, man. What did you just say to me, man?
No. I'm saying you need to try and come on down and sign these CDs for these people, man. These people are here. They're waiting in line. They've been waiting over an hour on you. Now, this not going to look good. This is the date.
We got your
CD almost on every show,
dude,
man.
I'm feeling you, and I understand now. I understand what you're saying to me, but there's no way I can get down there, man. You just going to have to reschedule it, so we're going to have to reschedule this. I apologize for the, you know, misunderstanding, but bottom line is, I knew nothing about this.
Hold on 1 second. Take all his damn CDs off the shelf. Every last one of them.
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You losing your darn mind right now, man. I'm not trying to disrespect you, dude, but you really losing your mind right now. You doing something you ain't got no business though, man. I said reschedule the situation, man. You know, tomorrow, the day after.
How are we rescheduling when the album drops today,
yo,
man?
Okay, well, there's nothing I could do about this, dude. Nothing.
So you can't stop what you're doing and bring your butt down here to the record store.
No,
so
I can't stop what I'm doing. No. I can't stop what I'm doing, man.
So okay, no problem. I'm just going to go out here and tell everybody in the line, Mr. Sweat don't want to come,
man.
Okay? And I'm taking all of the
damn CDs
off the shelf because you don't want to stand up and be the celebrity that you're supposed to be.
Man.
Okay? Because the bottom line is, man, Tommy said you was going to come. He the one said you was going to come sign.
Tommy who? Now you, Raheem, Tommy, who the hell is the Tommy?
Tommy, man, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Swear I got your
boy, man, you know what?
This is Lady J, and I'm calling Madison 2 Media. Thanks for giving us great music from great independent artists. This is Lady J Live Radio. And I'm here in partnership and in love for Madison 2 Media, music with a purpose.
Hi, my name is Cassandra Calloway, and you're listening to Calliewood on blogtalkradio.com. You can catch Calliewood after dark each and every Friday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You can catch Calliewood live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the encore that's coming every Sunday, Calliewood Sunday's Best, from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. These are West Coast times now. Hey, Calliewood Ice, let's get our party on. Hey!
Single, lonely, confused, join me. I invite you to listen to the most informative and entertaining talk radio show on the internet for single men and single women looking to enhance their social lives, love lives, and or sex lives. Get on the phone right now and tell one or two of your single friends to listen to Upfront and Straightforward with yours truly, Alan Roger Curry, Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Internet Radio Network.
Ah.
lot of places, seen a lot of things. And on a movie set of life, I had a lot of scenes. Growing up in the shot, I saw a lot of fiends. And even though the dough was low, I had a lot of dreams. You see, I had vision, but didn't have a guide. Riding in my Chevy with a pistol sitting by my side. Living by the hustle, I lost track of time. But found a pen and paper, and now I hustle rhymes.
I've been a long time running. Hard to survive when you ain't got nothing. It's been a long time coming, but now I'm gonna make a change. Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
This little light of mine, I gotta let it show. Life can get hard in time, still gotta strike a blow. New revolutionary, but I ain't got the pro. People that I have to carry, wonder who I'm fighting for. I fight for Dr. King, I fight for Rosa Parks, I fight for Malcolm X, I fight for Farrakhan, I fight for former slaves, for those who are denied. I'm fighting for the people who struggle to survive.
I've been a long time running, hard to survive when you ain't got nothing. It's been a long time coming, but now I'm gonna make the change.
Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
Run, bro, fast as you can, Joe. Running from the bill collector, running from the po-po. You can run a marathon, maybe you be running slow. When you think it's safe to walk, then you gotta run some more. Sometimes I gotta run, I'm trying not to lose. Gotta stay prepared, so I'm lacing up my track shoes. I'm taking big strides, I'm trying to beat my time. Mark set, ready, go, I'm running to the finish line.
I've been a long time running. Hard to survive when you ain't got nothing. It's been a long time coming, but now I'm gonna make the change.
Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
Got to make some
changes.
Life can take you down at
times.
Run if you gotta run.
But one day,
you gotta stand strong. John Russell to the block. John Russell to the city. Russell to the world. Peace.
All right, everyone, that's going to be the end of my show for tonight. I want to give a shout out to Caliwood, Miss Dana Keel, Miss Karen White, Supermodel Jeanette, Sweet D Love, Just Last Night, and Jay King and the Jay King Network, Mother Knows, Jay Rao, and Ella Roger Curry of Mo One fame. Till next week, family. Same time, same station.